Unrest threatens freedom in the Horn of Africa. Christians are getting ready to open Hope Homes in Malawi, and a Christmas parade does something incredible in Ghana. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Horn of Africa is on the edge. It's made up of Eritrea, Ethiopia, and Somalia, currently facing a critical instability that threatens to spread. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says the region claims to allow Christians religious freedom. In practice, though, it's known for being among the worst persecutors of the church.
When you talk about the unrest that's there, and in some cases outright violence that is going on in those nations, obviously that makes the Christians even more on edge about their safety, about the prospects of growing the church there.
Nettleton says it's a challenge for outside Christians to support evangelistic work inside the Horn of Africa.
Email is sometimes watched, phone calls are listened to, travel is extremely restricted, and so it is very dangerous and very challenging for groups like the Voice of the Martyrs to provide any kind of help or encouragement or assistance to those Christians.
Next, an organization that's focused mainly on India is now reaching out to the lost on the African continent. Hope Givers International sending a team to Malawi this week to begin helping AIDS orphans, says Hope Givers Michael Glenn. Glenn says Malawi was thrust into the headlines when Madonna adopted a little boy from there.
We're going there not to adopt one baby, but to get involved, to establish at least four Hope homes, and to put in a long-term commitment to assist those that are needing medicine and food, and of course the great word from the Bible.
He says that's the gospel of Jesus Christ. According to Glenn, a Hope home consists of two caregivers caring for 10 orphans, most of which are orphaned by AIDS.
There are over 4 million people, and they estimate that at least 1 million of those people are orphans, and that it's 700,000 of that 1 million are orphans because of AIDS.
Funding is needed for this new project. Pray for that and for wisdom as they partner with a local church there. You're listening to Mission Network News. The Hajj, which is Islam's pilgrimage to Mecca, is over. Now pilgrims are either home or headed home after completing one of the five tenets of their faith. However, Christians continue to pray for them. The Southern Baptist International Mission Board is asking Christians to pray for these pilgrims, that they'll begin asking questions about what they've seen and heard. Pray that they'd seek out Christians to answer those questions, and that God would supernaturally reveal himself to them. Meanwhile, a local youth pastor in a small town in central Russia recently saw a Book of Hope team at work. Pastor Alex says he'd been frustrated by the lack of response the youth had to the gospel until he saw the non-traditional approach used by the teams. In short, the skits, resources, and games reached the kids' hearts and planted seeds for a relationship. Alex now plans to implement the new techniques and has extended an open invitation to the team to return and minister with him. And Oasis International recently took part in a Christmas parade through the streets of Pram-Pram, Ghana. The hope was that the event would serve dual purpose, raise funds for a community health center and unified ministry. Oasis's Ambrose Brennan says the funds raised from the parade jump-started the building project by a year.
If we all get together behind this project, we can really make something happen. So right now they're currently working on their recovery ward, and they've got a lot of the block work and things done, but we want to continue on with the electrical and the plumbing.
Reverend Nahr is the pastor of a local church that participated in the parade. He says the fundraising parade opened the door for evangelism.
It created a sense of awareness to the people, especially with coming together as Christians with one purpose for Christ. And we also noticed that it fostered a good spirit of unity, and they are now asking more of Christ.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get a free copy of Brother Andrew's prayer guide called Unlock Your Hidden Prayer Power. It'll give you tips on empowering prayer, especially for persecuted believers around the world. You can get Unlock Your Hidden Prayer Power at our resource line, 1-800-995-4828, or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.